Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, our guest is Mike Popovic, President and CEO of RecruitU. He's a former college baseball player who founded his company to help high school athletes market themselves to colleges. We're going to talk about pressure. I'm also here with my brother, mental game expert Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Lise.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Well, let's talk about pressure. I guess if you could talk from your own experiences as a player and also as someone who deals with these kids, what sort of pressures do they feel?
This is one of the most critical aspects of really how athletes can either make or break their own opportunities. I was thinking about this today, in fact. You know, how do athletes manage the pressure that they're under to make an opportunity for themselves after high school, especially if no college coaches have made them aware that they're, you know, evaluating them or scouting them? And to me, it's no different than if you were a sales professional. You really have to go out and try and make your own opportunities. You have to make, in essence, cold calls to colleges, to coaches, to try and find that, you know, opening that nobody else knew about. And so for kids, I think that there's a couple things that obviously can happen from a pressure standpoint. One is that they can persevere, and those kids that can manage pressure in other aspects of their life besides sports certainly have a leg up on those that might be kind of stonewalled by their own fear or, you know, thought of rejection from a coach saying that, you know, obviously, you know, you don't fit what I'm looking for in a baseball player, in a swimmer, in a football player. So I think that most kids will immediately think of the rejection element from a coach, thinking that perhaps you know, there's a whole host of reasons why a coach wouldn't want to evaluate me. And I think what kids need to understand, and their parents especially, is that there are so many openings across college sports, across the NCAA, across the NAIA, because in all seriousness, coaches don't have the time, don't have the resources, don't have the money to evaluate all the kids that really want to come knock on their door and play for their program. And so I think that if people can put pressure aside, the reality is it really would allow them to open up new doors, not just in terms of scholarship opportunities, but also take some of the pressure off of them as long as they're proactive.
Now, how does it affect them as high school players, this pressure?
Sure. The reality is that the majority of athletes and parents don't start thinking about college until their senior year, and that can really be more detrimental than anything. Perhaps the student has put off taking their SAT or ACT scores for a variety of reasons, and they don't take it until their second semester of their senior year. The reality is that the pressure that is put on them can actually be self-inflicted pressure from procrastinating and from doing some of the really simple things throughout your 4 years in high school to prepare yourself for having a really kind of easygoing senior year. You as an athlete can prepare yourself both academically and athletically to not have that type of last-minute pressure that most athletes and parents feel upon graduation.
Now, what about pressure from parents? Do you see in your line of work kids coming in who are really pressured from their parents to get a scholarship?
Yes, absolutely. I think that especially in these tough economic times, if parents have lost a lot of their retirement savings or other type of golden years, golden parachute, for example, type of 401k accounts and things like that. They don't have any resources to draw upon to put their kids through school, and all of a sudden it becomes a crisis. And, of course, the immediate thing that comes to mind is, you know, they got to put Sally or John in front of every coach or try and find the scholarship opportunity that is really, in essence, it's pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It seems to be far and few between. And so parents, what they need to do as well as the athletes is realize that, again, I go back to the sales analogy. The more phone calls you can make as a parent, the more coaches, the more recruiters, the more academic counselors you can talk to, what really it's about word of mouth and generating opportunities for yourself, as I did when I graduated from Roland High School in Southern California. Sometimes the coaches at the high school level really don't have the connections you thought they might. Even if you have above average talent, sometimes they don't know the head coach at UCLA. They don't know the head baseball coach at Cal State Fullerton. You know, so really if you're an athlete and or a parent and you have a desire to attend a Division I school or even a private school that might have a academic program that fits your love and interest in life, you have to be proactive and make the phone call and do a lot of the investigation work yourself.
Now, Patrick, you've dealt with some of these kids. What do you see as the effect of pressure?
Well, yeah, you know, I have worked with some students that were felt under an unbelievable amount of pressure from parents and coaches to want to get scholarships, and it's really affected their game in a very negative way. This kid was actually paralyzed at the plate because he was so concerned about playing well so that the scouts would like, you know, what they saw, and so we could get into a good school, and the dad was putting pressure on him. Do you see it, Mike, where it gets to the point where kids really say, you know, this is too much, you know, I'm just, you know, even before that point of getting recruited by colleges, they're already, you know, they feel so much pressure to perform well just for that scholarship that it's like they might pull back altogether and say, I don't want to do this.
Right. I think that there's a couple things that we should discuss about that. One is that the pressure of having, you know, a one shot to impress somebody, that is a very real occurrence that happens in every sport, where perhaps you'll read about it all the time in a paper that you know, an athlete is spotted not because a scout was there to see him or her. He was actually there to scout another player, and that one particular opponent played so well that, you know, he actually was put on that scout's radar. And the reality is that you can tell very easily as a player, and you know, in any sport, whether or not there's a, you know, scout sitting behind home plate with a radar gun trying to gauge how fast you're throwing the ball, or, you know, as a pitcher, as I was, I mean, that's incredibly intimidating to not know who the guy is behind home, you know, putting a radar gun and trying to, you know, writing down a bunch of stats, and not only are you worried about trying to impress the scout, but then you have to worry that all of a sudden you've just walked three batters in a row and you've loaded the bases with no outs, you know, and you lose control and you lose track of your concentration, and that's one element that it definitely affects athletes every day. The second thing is that the reality is that as a freshman or an incoming freshman into college, you have to be aware as a parent whether or not your son or daughter plays in a sport that actually has the allocation of scholarships available for that particular sport. One of the things that allowed me to find opportunities as a baseball player was that the NCAA only allows, I believe, the current allocation is 11.5 full scholarships per year per team across the NCAA Division I. Well, most rosters have 30 players, meaning that, okay, you've just eliminated, 20 or 19 to 20 players if you were going to award fuller scholarships so that they don't have any type of academic incentive. And so what happens in baseball is that the coaches end up dividing the scholarships into, you know, thirds, into quarters to try and spread the wealth around as best they can. And in some sports, such as men's soccer, the scholarship limitation is so low that the reality is that if you're a good athlete and you have the means, meaning the financial means, or you have a good enough GPA, getting an academic scholarship or some type of grant to play at, you know, a university may have as much value for you getting a starting position on a team as you being awarded an athletic scholarship. So, you know, when athletes put a bunch of pressure on themselves to try and find scholarships, they're thinking of purely the athletic side, and they forget about, you know, doing their homework. They forget about putting in 4 years of solid, you know, solid work in their academics, so that, you know, if you have a 3.5 GPA or above, there's a really good shot that you could find some academic scholarships somewhere else where a program might really take a look at you, not because they want to give you an athletic scholarship, but because all of a sudden you've just you're able to show up on campus when other kids aren't able to just because of finances.
Interesting.
You bring up some interesting issues with the mental game from the mental game perspective, like about how do players get over that performance anxiety. They know the scouts are there. They know they might only have one or two chances to impress the scouts. That's got to be something that's really intimidating for players, and I would think that's where you have to have a really strong mental game. That's where the mental coaching, the mental game comes in, to be able to perform well,
right,
no matter who's watching, right?
Right, right, exactly. I mean, you could perhaps you'll think that if you're maybe if your relatives show up to a game, you feel as much pressure to perform as if a scout shows up. You know, there are people that say, "Mom, Dad, please don't show up. I play better when you're not there." Unfortunately, that happens. But for me, I think that, you know, as a kid and as an athlete, you hope that your coach can really help them put their concentration to good use, you know, not be distracted. It's going to happen. The other thing is that, you know, Wes Walker, who is a wide receiver for the Patriots, I mean, he undersized, didn't really get any opportunities, and Coach Leach, the head coach at Texas Tech, was one of the last people to give him an opportunity just because of his speed. And there are people like that all the time that, you know, want to go to University of Oklahoma because they live 5 miles away, and they do everything they can to get in front of Coach Stoops, and there's just no connection there, you know. And or better yet, they have an amazing season, but they don't get any press. There's no word of mouth. There's no scouts showing up at the game. Nobody knows about this amazing athlete or even someone that feels like they can perform at a high level, you know, in college. And so even if you have the one opportunity and you blow it, you know, you as a pitcher, you have the worst game of the year, everybody launches home runs off you, you get taken out in the first inning, you know, the worst case scenario. The reality is that you have to fight back, and that you have to take other opportunities as they come. And you can't give up. I mean, there are too many great stories about athletes that went to a particular university. Troy Aikman, for example, went to University of Oklahoma and found out that they weren't going to basically pass the ball at all. It was going to still be the, you know, I formation, run it up the gut, and that was it. So he transferred to UCLA, even though his dream was to go to Oklahoma. And the reality is that even if you get that shot, it still may not work out, and you have to have other options in your back pocket.
Great. Well, thanks for your tips today, Mike, about how kids can deal with the pressure of getting scholarships and the right way to go about it. Is there a website that you'd like to share? Is it recruitu.com?
Yes, it's recruitu, so it's recruit and then the letter u.com.
Great. Thanks for your time today, and we'll definitely have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Be sure to visit youthsportspsychology.com to get our new workbook CD program, The Ultimate Sports Parent. You can also pick up our free ebook, 10 Tips to Improve Confidence and Success in Young Athletes. That's youthsportspsychology.com.